Welcome on the call tonight. Let's pray before we go in to prayer for the nation tonight. Father God, we come before you this night. And Father, we ask you to wash us and cleanse us. We ask us to guide us tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Tonight, Father, we ask you, Lord God, if we have committed any sins, Almighty God. We ask you now, Father, to come forth and to wash us in the blood of Jesus. Wash us, Almighty God, in the blood of Jesus. Wash us, O God, in the mighty blood of Jesus, that we may be able to be clean. Cleanse us now from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Father God, we just come tonight. We just come tonight, God. We just come tonight, God. Handoria boromolo Remango Ayamasikisho. Wash us, God, wash us, wash us. We are on your mandates of tonight as we come. Wash us in the blood that we may be able to be clean. I hide myself now, oh Father God, behind the cross. I hide myself, Father, behind your cross. And Father, your word declare. Your word declare that when the enemy sees the blood of Jesus Christ, the enemy cannot compass the bloodline. So tonight I hide myself behind the cross and just let you, Father, come forth and be glorified. Just let you, Father, I just let you, Father, come forth tonight and be glorified. Glorify yourself through us, Father, that only the nation, that the world may see you through us. Cleanse us, Almighty God. Wash us in your blood. Father, your word, declaring your word, it says, if two or of us are gathered in your name, the word declared that you are here. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, I welcome you this day. I hide myself behind your cross, Almighty God, and I let you come forth this day. Pray through us as we pray for the nation. Pray through us, pray through us, pray through us, Father. Pray through us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, pray through us as we pray for the nation. Pray through us. Your word declared tonight that the government is on your shoulder. Pray through us tonight. Heavenly Father, pray through us. Almighty God, I consecrate myself to you tonight. Wash me in your blood. Wash every single person tonight that's going to pray, that's going to believe and trust. Wash this, Father. Father, when we call this prayer, this is a mandate from you. The seven mountains of influence. Malokoshisi Malamba. Washed us tonight. Now that we see religion. The religion. The education. The family. Government. Media, arts and entertainment, and the business world. Father, we come tonight, Almighty God. We come tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, And we just stand before you. We stand in the gap, Lord God. So we just ask you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your blood come. Let your blood washes. Let your blood cleanse. Father, you see all that's going on right now. You see what's going on right now, Father God. You see what's going on right now, Father, in religion. You see people are selling out. Money is their God in the church. The body of Christ has sold themselves out. They have sold themselves out to Baal. They are in money God. It's a money God. It's a quick scheme. They have turned the church into a business. Father God, we pray tonight and we break up every religious barrier that is not of you, God. Touch every four corners of the earth. We break and we bind masonry, Freemason. We break and we bind Freemason tonight. The blood of Jesus is on the doorpost of Freemason. The blood of Jesus is on the doorpost of every demonic church, every witchcraft church. The blood of Jesus is on it tonight. Father, we release your blood on the four corners of the earth in this nation. Father God, this nation was dedicated this week back to you, Lord Jesus. So we pray for the church that they will take this opportunity, Lord, to minister the gospel of peace, to minister the gospel of salvation, to minister the gospel of joy, to minister the gospel of love, to minister the gospel and not hatred. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I pray, where is my Bible? Lord God, they call shame my lote. Father, we are going to pray according to your word. We are going to follow your leading tonight. Father, we don't know what to say, how to go about doing anything, but we are going to believe all power has been given us to us, Father, in the heaven and the earth. And you said, just like you told your disciples, you're telling us, because you said you send us. You were looking for a person. You were looking for somebody, and you found us, and you sent us. And you so go, therefore, and teach all nation and baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Some people say they're over there cursing and carrying on. Oh, you need to baptize in this name. You need to baptize in it. But his name is Jesus. So we baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if you want to add Jesus to the end, because all three of them, they're one. They're one. There's no confusion in the body. Jesus, the Father, and the Son. Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. They're all three together and they're one. Body of Christ, let's come together as one. Unity in the body, as it says in Acts. Acts talk about it. It says right here in Acts that we all have one accord. Everybody have we come together in one accord, taking care of each other, going from house to house and pray. It was nothing like this with these big old monuments and this big auditoriums and this big this and this big that, and they just out there robbing and taking from people. If you even have a need, you can't even call them. You can't call nobody. I remember one time we were going through some stuff, my husband and my family and I, we were going through some stuff, honey. And this is the place that I've been giving all my hard-earned money. And then when I need help and call, they told me that they can't help me. They can't help me. So we better find some local people who we can connect with. Local, okay? Now, when you need help and you can call somebody, I see people call me this week and I was there for them. You need help, you could call somebody. But you put your money in the tithes and offering, you better know where you're putting it. You better know what basket you're putting it. You better not judge the fruits outside. You better know what's going on inside, okay? And the word of God declared, do not get complacent because you see the person is small. You don't know what that person, you don't know how God is going to open up doors. So let me tell you something. Not because they have all these 25,000 and 15,000 and 5,000, you don't know what's going on in these buildings. And better yet, We are the body of Christ. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, you know I love you, Lord. Yes, you know. He said, Peter, feed my sheep. He said, Peter, you are the rock. He said, Peter, the gates of hell will not prevail. So therefore, we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We come together, the word of God tell you in Matthew 18, where two or three of us are gathered together. Let me see right there, Matthew 18, okay? The Holy Spirit is here. Verily I say unto whatsoever you shall bind on earth, and then when you go to 19, I say unto you, if two of us shall agree touching anything, and then you go to 20, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered in my name, he said he'll be in the midst. That's Matthew 18, verse 20. He said he'll be in the midst. So he is in our midst right now. Holy Spirit of the living God is in our midst. And I was not the one who called tonight. He called. He said he want us to go and pray for the nation. We're not talking about political. And we have to remember, this nation was found upon God's principle. Every single principle of God was found upon in this nation. And he's given us a mandate to go back and to pray for the nation. Father God, we thank you for this nation. We praise you for this nation, United States of America. That is what he said for us to pray for. If he wants us to go pray for anywhere else, he will have her pray. But he have us on a mandate. That means he is doing something in the spirit realm. And we're going to see the manifestation in the earth. We break and we bind every sin God in America. We break and we bind every satanic ritual in America. We break and we bind every single witchcraft in America. In the name of Jesus, every religious altar that's not of God in America, we break it down and we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on every house of worship in the name of Jesus. You're going to get saved? You're going to preach the gospel? Or you're going to shut down? Tonight I called on a shutdown spirit. And I also called you a righteous spirit. Righteous spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Righteousness will exalt the nation. Righteousness. Destiny, find that scripture. Find it and put it up there. We believe in righteousness tonight. Righteousness is going to exalt this nation. Righteousness will exalt the nation. We call for righteousness in America. We call for righteousness in America. In the name of Jesus, in this nation. We are praying for this nation. I woke up. Every church in this nation that's not professing the kingdom of God, talking about Jesus and his righteousness, leading people to holiness, and stop these sugar quote and talking about this nice ministry and this nice scripture. I mean, they got a place in Connecticut in sportsmen. Man, you just leave out of one club and gone into the church club. In the mighty name of Jesus, we closed down every church club tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we closed down every church club. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the kingdom of God. We release the kingdom of God in this nation. We release Holy Spirit in this nation. Every lying demonic source and force, we cut it from the head. We cut it. Intercede. If you know how to pray in the spirit, go ahead and pray in the spirit right now. Call forth the spirit of God to come. Oh, Yamala. Overtake you, overshadow you. In the name of Jesus. Every lying tongue, every person that over there talking about, oh, I'm saved and I'm delivered and living all kind of double life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Expose them, God. Take home who need to go home. I don't care what we look like. If we're not preaching the full gospel and over there living in any kind of mediocrity, Father, remove your hand. We see a lot of that going on right now. We see a lot of deaths right now. God is raising up new people. God is calling for new people. God needs new wineskin. Let us wash ourselves. Body of Christ, let us clean up. Oh, God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, the nation, the nation, the nation, the nation. Oh, the nation of the world. If two or three of us are gathered, he said he'll be in the midst. Righteousness. Proverbs 14:34. And while we put it up there, make sure we verify it. Make sure those scriptures are correct. Trust God and live, people. Trust God. Righteousness exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to every people. Every people, every person, sin is a reproach. Sin is gonna take you out. Repent. I gotta repent. And you gotta repent. We all gotta repent. We all got to repent. I gotta repent. There is no exemption. Nobody is exempt. Lekola. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of the Living God, Holy Spirit. Education, the education. Oh my God, the education in this system is messed up, tear up, and jacked up. We have all kind of witch. We have all kind of witch. We have all kind of foolishness going on in the school system, brainwashing our children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call for a catapult. In Jamaica, they call it catapult. When you have the catapult, you go boof, and you start shooting. So we call for the turnaround. That catapult, we call for it as a turnaround. A turnaround in the spirit. We call for the turnaround in the spirit. We call for the turnaround in the spirit. We call for our school system to be changed. Every single person who's in there brainwashing from the local level to the high level. We call righteousness in our school system, righteousness in our teachers. Father God, if they don't want to do what's right, drive them out of the school system. Drive them out. Drive them out. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pay taxes. Our money goes to the school system. When you have your house or when you do anything, when you pay that mortgage and when you pay that taxes, a portion of it is going to the school system. So we have rights to take authority. We have rights to release the blood on every single school system in America. We release it on the person that's in head of they're the head of the school system, the school superintendent. We drive out every political people in there and we release the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. There won't be no untimely death in the school system. You know, we just heard this week about people that's got killed, children that's got. This man got killed. Three of them got killed. Somebody was released over there in the Muslim area in California. Father God, we pray. We pray, God. We pray, God. We pray, God, that the school system will be saved. The children in there will be taught properly. Their parents, we heard about in D.C., where the woman, Janique Perry, I forgot who she is, but she's over the system over there, the judicial system, the police system over there, and she was appointed. And right now they're saying that they're going to charge parents. They're going to charge the parents for the kids who are out there looting and shooting and carrying on. So right now we're going to pray for the parent. We're going to pray for moms and dads. See what they did. They brought in this foolishness in the system. Fine. When they brought that, when they brought in welfare, it was okay. It was only for a temporarily. The word of God tell us that if you do not work, you do not eat. The word of God tells us there's a structure in the home, husband and wife, and then come children. The man is responsible for his house. But what they do in America, what they do in this nation, they take up the man out of the house, leave the woman in the house by herself, and she go out there and she have babies about 10, 15 different men. Okay? And that becomes their paycheck. So now the house family structure has been broken down. So now that they don't have no father in there. And now mama now, after certain years, and mama have to get off welfare, she gotta go out and she gotta do 3, 4, 5, 10 jobs to live in a lifestyle. So now the kids are out there trying to sell drugs or trying to do whatever they gotta do to either take care of their mama or to have their sneakers or to have their money and their big car. And by the time you turn around, they all go out of prison. And then what happened? Some of them end up dying. That is what's going on. It becomes a handout system. It was not designed for that. It was only for temporary relief. We got to get this thing straight. We can't sugarcoat. Our cities or states are going down. Children are raising up, killing off each other, watching these TV shows, getting in their head get messed up. They're not going to church. They're not listening to their parents. They're beating their parents, fighting their parents. Mother going to the school. I remember when I was in Jamaica, honey. I remember when I was in Jamaica. When I was in Jamaica, and the kids in Jamaica messed up and mistreat and got act like they're crazy. Look, man, the teacher beat you. They get a whooping from the teacher. And by the time you get home, you're gonna get a whooping from your mama. By the time the teacher come up there and tell your mom about this, you're gonna be getting a whooping. Now, these mothers and father go to the school and they try to tear down the teacher. I'm not saying some of the teachers ain't rude now, but go there with an open mind and talk to them about certain stuff. Go in there and talk to them. When the kids go to school and you have your papers every month or every 3 months that they gotta go over, show up to the school, make yourself present, go in and talk to the school teacher. See what you gotta do to help your child. See how you're gonna have to pray. This thing needs a turnaround. The educational system, working with the family, must turn around. The system must change. There is a break in the society. Father God, in the name of Jesus, take out the cancer, take out the nastiness, take out the pollution, break and bind every head of the snake, tear it down in the spirit. Break the sea goddess out of our family, break the octopus out of our family, break those little veins that sprang out of our family that come up. And they're just different places all over the place. Break them, break them, break them. The blood of Jesus over the school system. The blood of Jesus over the family. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Oh my God, the blood. We release the blood over this country. Father God, send your fire and take out every mock. Take out every mock, out of every corner and out of every crevice. We say crevice in our country. We say crevice in our country. That mean every corner. Every snooze, everywhere you go, we plead the blood. Dry up every snail, everything with a venom, dry it up. Every egg type, like spirit, everything that comes forth that want to make a baby. A baby. That means these things are, wow, looks like an egg that you could hatch them. That means they're staying on brood. We bring the coldness over those eggs. We're not gonna get them warm. We want them to be cold. Let them not come to any fruitation. We break and we bind. We release the blood of Jesus. The blood. Father God, use us to pray. Use us to see the spirit. Father God, let us not be in the natural tonight. Break that eggshell over the family. Break that eggshell over the school. Break it. Mangle it. Trap it up. Chop it up. Break it. Crumble it over. Oh my God. Don't let it get warm. Because if it gets warm, it's gonna come. If it gets warm, it's gonna hatch. It's gonna come out like a little chicken. You can't have them released. We break it. We break every foot. We break it. We break it. We break it. We break the spirit of witchcraft out of the school system. Third eye out of the school system. Kumima out of the school system. We break it. Break the spirit of mama, mama. Every son god out of the school system. Every god of Baal, the spirit of confusion out of the school system. Babel, break it. Bring forth a confusion in the school system. Let moms and dads work with righteous school system. Righteous school system. Let's work hand in hand together. Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the family, grandparents, aunts and uncle, the ones that were in line and taking care of children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring them up before you, God, that they will make the right decisions over their day-to-day living. Give the family strength. Give them vitality. Speak over their mind, over their intellect. Father, do a shaking in the community. Do a shaking in the home. You see, like a centipede with all these different legs. And if you could just see it in the spirit, detestable. Break off every single leg. It's like about 40. Breaks them off. Please throw them in the fire. Yes, break them now in the spirit. We want to see a change. We want to see a change, Lord. And as we come as warrior, as ambassador, we are your ambassador. We are your diplomat. We are in the diplomatic system right now in the earth. And Father, as an ambassador, we stand in the gap. Move every mountain, Father. Move every mountain. Move every mountain. EVERY. I'm just move every mountain. All right, that's gonna put Mark 23, Mark 9:23, Mark 9:23, and Mark 11:24. Move every mountain, move every mountain, move every mountain. And if you say to these mountains, be removed, they gotta move. They gotta move. You have what you say. You have what you say. Kelemando Mark 9:23 and Mark 11:24. Kelemando kolabaseke. Kiramande lebosete. Kiramande lama koreababa. Remba. The word of God say, you mate. If I pray in the spirit, don't get too caught up. I'm building up myself. Let me, Malik, Michael. First Peter 2:17. First Peter 2:17. First Peter 2:17. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We walk, we walk, we walk, we walk, we walk in brotherhood tonight. We stand in the gap for our family members. We stand in the gap for the nations of the world. We stand in the gap. We stand in the gap. We love all men. We honor all men. And not only that, we honor our king. And who is that king in the earth today? That's somebody that's over our head that we call the president. That's the local person over our head. Jesus Christ is our king, but our local president over our head. I cause our local president over our head, our old local president over our head. When you look at it, when you look at it in 1 Timothy 2, let me go read 1 Timothy 2. First Timothy 2, 1 to 3. I come tonight and I break and I bind heaviness tonight. Listen to why we pray for our governmental system. I exalt you, therefore, that all you give for supplement and prayer and intercession and giving thanks. What you're gonna do? You give thanks and you make known all men for kings. There you go for king. That's what the word of God said. The people that's over you, and for all that are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. My God. And then Psalms 2:10. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh God Almighty, be wise, therefore, O ye King. Instructed. That means we want our King, the person that God has placed over us, the natural person, that they're instructed by the right leaders, listening to the Holy Spirit. Father God, we pray. We pray, Lord, that these people will walk in your spirit and they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father God, we pray for the executive branch. We pray for them, Lord Jesus. We pray, oh God. We pray for the legislative system, Lord Jesus. For the president of the United States, for the executive branch. Who is the president of the United States? The vice president. Lord God, JD Vance, we pray, Lord God, that he will not be a snake. We break and we bind every person that whispering in their ears right now, in the president's ears right now. Drive out every lying demonic force, everything that's around him, even the ones that he believe that he can trust, drive them away, Lord. Father God, you're the one that called kings. You're the one that set up people in authority. Drive them away. Chief of staff, Lord Jesus Christ. That woman have cancer. Goga, Bogi, Mengi, Kurama. In her cancer, Chita, Batoto. In her cancer treatment, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The family of the White House, the president. The chief of staff, the vice president. Father, we lift up their family. The wife that's pregnant, we lift her up, Father, that she'll have a healthy baby. Give them wisdom, not understanding. Lord God Almighty, as I go over this list tonight, the Secretary of the State, the Secretary of the Agriculture, the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Defense, Father, in the name of Jesus, give them wise and witty invention. Let their mind move tonight, Lord Jesus, over the place. Let they walk in your peace and in your harmony. God Almighty, open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing. Give them understanding, Father. Only you can give. Only you can give. Only you can give. We want them to have the right mind, the right mindset. Only you can give. We pray for them tonight. Only you, God. Father, we go into their chest. We go into the closet. And Father, we release that Holy Spirit upon them. We release the angels of God on the White House. Set your shop on the White House, God. Go in and tear out every mock. Father God, we are looking, Father God, even with the right decision with Iran that they're supposed to make, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, let that be a wise decision. Yes, you want those people out of power, but Father God, we don't want no death with those people. So, Father, let the people in Iran come to their senses because they cannot come and fight against Israel. Israel and America, no, they cannot. So now, Father, we pray that you give the people over us the right eyes. Lord God, let they not listen to anyone. Let they not listen to anyone that's not of you, God. We drive them, Father. We close their mouth. You shut their mouth, God. Let it be like lions. Let it be like Daniel's in the lion's den. Shut their mouth, God. Shut their mouth. Shut their mouth, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, if they're not supposed to be in there giving out counsel, drive them out from the White House. Drive them out and let them go home and take care of their own business. Father, tonight I come and I call out Paula White. I call out Paula White tonight, God. I call her out tonight. I call her name out tonight. And if she's not the person to be in the White House, get rid of her and drive her out. I call her out tonight, God. I call on every bad influence around the government. I call her out tonight, God. Let her go home and take care of her own house. I call her out tonight, God. We don't need no political bad influence over there in the White House. I call her out tonight. I don't care who it is. If they're not right, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Get rid of them and assign somebody else with the right spirit. This is not time to play games. This is not time for money washers. This is not time for celebrity preachers. This is not time for Obi and witchcraft. This is not time for masonry in the White House. Freemason. Any one of them with their Freemason. Drive them out, Lord God. I'm serious tonight. You told me to pray for this nation, and I'm praying. This nation was founded upon your principle. It comes by calling my name. Anybody that's not of you, expose them. I don't care. I don't care what they look like. But they're not supposed to be in the people's house. They're not supposed to be in the people's house. Enough is enough. Drive out who need to drive out. We need this country. We need this country with its resources to take care of the nation, that the gospel must be preached, and then the end will come on. We need the money. We need finances. And it's here in America. Get it into the right hands and in the right people. The right hands with the right people. Enough is enough. You set us on a mandate to pray, and we're going to pray. This is not going to be about any, what you call it. This is not about, this is not about Democrats and Republicans. All right. This is about evil in high places. You are now looking at Ephesians 6, starting from verse 10 to 18. We have demonic source that come and infiltrate, come in and take over our government, and they must be exposed. Jesus Christ, they must be exposed. The one that come in and tear it apart, they must be exposed. We cannot do business as usual. It cannot be business as usual. It cannot be business as usual. Enough is enough. This is time to draw the line on the evil line. The evil line must be diminished, and Jesus' line must be come forth. We need the body of Christ to get in line and be in one accord. The body of Christ is messed up. The body of Christ is too hungry for money. The lovers of money is the root of all evil. Money is not bad. Money is good. You need it to pay your bills. You need it to give it out when people need. You need to have money. But if you have it and not using it right, you're in a bad place, in a bad influential place. And it's very serious. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night to draw the line on the enemy's line. Tonight is the night to stand in the gap for the people of this nation. The government must change. The government over our head must change. The government over our head must change. There's too much nastiness going on in the political system. Jesus Christ have his kingdom on his shoulder. And what I'm seeing right now, the government is on his shoulder. But how the government gonna be on his shoulder if we don't come in and declare it in the heavens? We gotta declare it. Today, we must declare. We must declare that the governmental system will change. I don't care how we change, I don't care. Every depression must go. And whoever he put in the system to change it must change it. And whoever who is in there talking trash must go. This ain't talking about political games. The media must shut down. My daddy saw it one time. CNN must shut down. I don't care. If they're not doing right, they must shut down. Shut them down, Lord. Holy Ghost, shut down Fox News. If they're not doing right, shut them down. Shut NSBC or what you want to call it, ABC. Shut them down. They are brainwashing and lying to the people. Fox News, CNN, shake up. There is a news media out there that the father told me about 2018 in October. I was trying to find that paper the other day and I gotta go find it because I have it. And he said the name of the news station that he gonna raise up. It's OAN. He told me that. And he told me CNN was gonna close down. And I could see it right now. CNN, let's say now Jamaica turned to Fenke. CNN has mashed up. Mashed up. You know why? Because they go around lying to people. I don't know where that paper is. I gotta go find my paper. But I gotta find it because I have it. I wrote it down and I told my husband. The father told me this. Okay? So, whether you like it or not, he told me. And ever since he told me, I've been seeing changes. I've been seeing changes. And everybody see that was CNN done lost a lot of credibility because they lie to the people. They lie to individuals. And people are seeing it. So I'm praying like God, right Almighty, that you open your eyes of your people. Pray and open the eyes of the people. Let the people's eyes get open. Let the people start praying. Let the people start calling out what needs to be called out. This is not political. This is about the Spirit of God. And there have to be changes. We can't keep on living like this. We can't keep on living like this. We can't keep on promoting homosexuality. That God, no. We can't do this. We gotta be a voice for the kingdom. No, we can't do this. We can't promote homosexuality and talk about no. What is homosexuality gonna do? It's gonna break the family down, the family structure. The Bible says it's seed time and harvest. Look, destiny, look up for the scripture, seed time and harvest, and put it over there. Everything produces after its own kind. It's in Ecclesiastes. Find it. Everything produces after its own kind. If it's not up there, you're gonna find it because it's in the Bible. He promote a man and a woman. He did not promote Adam and Steve. He promote Adam and Eve. And he said the man must leave his mother and father and cling to his wife. And they become one. Unity in the spirit. I didn't say that. God said it. I am not God. I'm just his mouthpiece. There can't be no two men who gonna have no baby. Everything reproduce after its own kind. You need a man and a woman to make babies. You can't go over there over our head and go over there and put up the gay flag and promote gay over people's head. It's just not gonna work. We gotta repent. God is not pleased with this garbage. God is not pleased. This ain't no time to be playing games. And because they go out and do all this crap, the school system is messed up. The ear ways is messed up. Media is a mess. And we gotta pray. And the one that God said he wants to promote, we gotta pray that they come on the scene, that they get the right backing, that money going to their hand, that they could do what they need to do. We need Jesus. We don't need no foolishness. We gotta take a stand. All this garbage and all this junk, siding and taking care and cursing each other and putting each other down. Enough is enough. Arts and entertainment. We gotta go into Hollywood and tear Hollywood down. We gotta tear Hollywood down. We gotta tear Hollywood down. We gotta expose the nastiness in Hollywood. We gotta come against John Podesta. John Podesta, I was talking about them, John Podesta, for years. They now are in this file where they're over there drinking blood and eating all them babies. Give me a break. Demons out there, man. We have our kids listening to Beyonce, promoting Jay-Z, all different kind of nastiness. People out there worshiping the devil, partying with the devil, drinking blood, and we in the church. We are in the church. Arts and entertainment messed up. We need a change. Glory to God, Father God, we need a change from the White House to our house. In my crochet, we need a change. We need Hollywood to change. Drive them out, God. Send in the right people to entertain our family. Lord God Almighty, look at the football player them out there. They are now into all different kind of foolishness. I don't know, and I don't know, but yesterday I saw something with LeBron James with this stuff in his stomach, his chest, and they said he sold himself out to the devil. And I'm like, what? These are the people that we're promoting and watching. And then we wonder why our house is all messed up when we bring in all these demons in our house. I don't want them inside of my house. I don't want them inside of my face. I don't want them in here. I don't want no crap and no foolishness in my house that I'm paying my mortgage for. I gotta take a stand over all these demonic activities. You gotta take a stand over your house. That's foolishness that's going on in there. And bringing all these spirit up in here. I don't want it in here. I don't want no demons in here. I don't want it. I'm not entertaining no demons. I'm not entertaining it. No, I'm not. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. And I don't want to hear it. These are evil, demonic spirit. And they come to oppress and to depress. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, cuz. Take and we bind and we break and we plead the blood of Jesus over our house. And we take in authority, full authority over our house, over our grandchildren, over our children, over our husband, over ourselves. We need a change. I need a change. And all these sickness and all these disease, they've been released upon us. Because them witchcraft, them witches out there promoting and praying over us. So we better get wise. We better get wise. We better get wise. Some of those sickness that we go through, those are demonic. Because they want to stop the flow. They don't want us to go forward and do what we gotta do. So we repent tonight. We repent tonight and take care of our eye gates, on our ear gates, and our mouth gates, on our foot, on our hands. It's serious. This is not no time to be playing joke. And playing game. Them demons are real. And sometimes we go places and we wonder, oh my God, everybody come against us. You know why? Them demons know you. Do you know yourself? Do you know yourself? If you know yourself, you're not gonna worry when they come. No, you will not. You're gonna say, okay. All right. Okay. That's all right. Take authority over them. Drive them out of your face. Knock them out of your face. When they come in your sleep, you drive them out. You know how to root them out and drive them out. So now you come to the business sector. You're out there working in the business world. You can't even make it because the demons does not want you to have nothing. As soon as you push out your face, they come in with all kind of ism and schism and foolishness and trying to take you out, and you can't even breathe. They make it feel so, you know, put so much oppression on you. Oh my Lord. That is what these demons are about. They just come in like a vapor and they just come in to snatch you down and snatch you out. You know what you do? Take authority. You know what you do? You plead your blood. You plead the blood. You plead the blood over your supervisor, over your boss. If you're in business by yourself, you plead the blood over your door post, over your post, over every post. You call for them demons to back off. You go into place if you have your own business. You go in and you anoint it with oil and ask the Father God to bring forth the right angels in there. Bring forth the right people with the right influence, with the right spirit. Put you around the right people. If you're out there working, anoint yourself before you go on the job. Put it in your mouth, your hair, your hand, whatever you have to do, whatever the Holy Spirit tell you to do, do it. Follow the Holy Spirit. If he tell you anoint your head, anoint your head. If he tell you anoint your eyes, anoint your eyes. If he said anoint your fingers, anoint. If you, especially if you're out there doing at work with them older people and sick people, when you go into their homes, you're picking up their sickness and bringing it in your home and bringing it on you. You anoint yourself with oil. If you're in the school system, anoint yourself with oil. You're going out there with these kids. You don't know who you're going to be encountering. Anoint yourself with oil. Any part of the world that you're working in, anoint yourself. Yes, 100%. Anoint yourself. Anoint, 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 anoint yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint. Get up in the morning before you go out, anoint. You're going in your car, you're anoint. If you're going somebody else's car that you're getting a ride, anoint yourself from the top of your head, anoint your foot bottom. And ask the Holy Spirit to send the angel of guard to encamp around about you and to keep you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you praise and worship. Father God, we drive out every person, parasite, insect, out of our sight, out of our way, out of our mind. Father God, give us a free mind, give us free space that we may be able to breathe in and breathe out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those children that are in school tonight, tomorrow, whatever, if they're in school or out of school, watch over them. If they're gonna go to college, watch over them. If they're gonna go to high school, if they're gonna be promoted to a different grade, watch over them. If they're gonna just start school, watch over them. Give them eyesight, insight for living. Watch over them, Father. Watch over them. Give them the right mind, right people, the right teachers. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God Almighty. Show him a in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. I said the other day that any single person want to be able to pray in the night, they all they have to do is to get in touch with me a week and tell me they want to pray. Nobody take me up on that yet. But it is open to any single person that want to pray, that want to be in leadership that night and want to pray. The mic will be yours. We will just turn it over to you. We'll find a way how to be able to share a screen for you to come in and pray. We need all hands on deck. We need all hands on deck. We need all hands on deck. We want to hear from every single person. You are involved in this ministry. You're a part of the Holy Tabernacle. You're a part of the Holy Tabernacle. But now we are praying for the nations of the world. No, we are not. Sorry, we are praying for this nation. If and when the Father told us to pray for another nation, we will do. but we are following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray right now. We release the religion in your hand. We release education system in your hand, the family structure, the governmental system, the media, arts and entertainment and business. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you that every single thing, there's a breakthrough in the spirit, and we will see it. And when we come back again, Lord God, we will have a testimony. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we thank you, we praise you. We thank you, we praise you, we thank you, we praise you. We praise you for the family. We thank you for the family. We give you praise for the educational system. We give you praise for the governmental system, the media and the entertainment. We give you praise, Almighty God. Business and religion, we give you praise. We give you praise. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Cover every onslaught of the enemy. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, kolamande. The blood of Jesus prevail. Bengele. The blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the blood. The blood, the blood, the uncompromising blood. The blood that shed. The blood that shed. That is the blood. That is the blood. That is the blood. We thank you for the blood. Oh God, we thank you for the blood. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise you. Praise you for the blood. Praise for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we thank you. Father, we lift up the nation to you. Father, we lift up the nation to you. Father, we lift up the nation to you, and we thank you for this nation. We thank you for this nation. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and authority. We give you praise and authority. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you the highest praise. Oh, mighty, mighty God, praise and worship. 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 Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks for the media. We give you thanks for the media that we will get the right news and not no lies. We give you thanks for no lies, for the truth. Father God, you're a God of truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, wise and merciful Father. Oh, gracious. Oh, gracious. Gracious Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Uncompromising blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise and worship you. Father, we praise and worship you. We thank you for your blood, Almighty God. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you. Oh, the man de ketende we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, mighty, mighty God. Precious Holy Father, we praise you. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, have a supernatural night. Have a supernatural weekend. Have a supernatural Monday. Give God praise. Praise him every day. Talk to him every day. Tell him you love him every day. Tell him you thank him every day. His name is above every single name. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. All praise and honor go to him. All praise and honor go to him. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you in the morning. We praise you in the evening. We praise you at night. We praise you. We praise you. We give you praise. Have a supernatural night. Have a supernatural week. In Jesus' mighty name. Have a good night. Have a good night. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep me and my family in prayer. I love you guys. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may his face shine upon you supernaturally. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Good night.